Welcome to another edition of Around the County. I'm Scott Webb. Thanks for joining us. It's our second podcast, and we're pretty excited. This month's the theme is on healthy choices, and we're happy to have in studio with us Karen Slater, the coordinated school health person. What is exactly your title?
Just coordinated school health director.
There we go. I'm missing some easy words there. But thanks, Karen, for joining us today. It's good to see you. It's good to have you back here in the studio and back up at Walker Valley visiting us a little bit today.
Well, thank you for the opportunity. I appreciate it.
Well, we're very happy to have you here. Obviously, there's a lot of great things that are happening. I know one of the objectives is to get students, especially in this day and age, more active, more involved, and from a physical standpoint, because it helps them on the learning side, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
What are some of the things that we are doing in the county that are helping get our students more active, more involved?
Okay, well, we have a healthy school team leader designated at each school who works within a committee within the school to try to promote health and wellness at that particular school. And of course, that looks different in the 16 schools that we have in our district. A lot of things that we're doing now is at the elementary and middle school level, we have running clubs. We have had cooking classes at the middle school level and at the elementary school level, just to try to teach kids about foods that they may not be familiar with.
And right. Sometimes we think about, you know, being more active, but it's also about eating better. And I know that there's been a lot of push in that direction in a cooking classes. I think that's a wonderful idea. I love to cook, and I think that's a great idea to kind of teach kids, hey, there's a difference between eating stuff that's bagged and processed and learning how to cook fresh meats, vegetables, things like that.
Exactly. A lot of them, you know, maybe have not been around a lot of cooking experiences, you know, in their young lives, but we're giving them the opportunities to try new foods that maybe they don't really even know what it is, but show them how that it can be good and then talk about the benefits for the body. You know, we have walking trails in all our schools, and of course we have our PE programs. We do brain breaks within our classrooms.
Talk a little bit about that. I see you on, you're on Twitter. What Twitter handle real quick? What's your Twitter?
At Saffel Slater.
Okay. And you're always posting pictures, and I see kids jumping up or around, or they're on bouncy balls. Mm-hmm. Talk a little bit about brain breaks and why that's important.
Okay. Well, as I've learned in my studies of the brain, it's just very intriguing to me. And I've always known that exercise helps us think. And so the more we can give kids the opportunity to move, the better their brains are going to work. So at mostly the elementary level and some even at the high school level, we put in the alternative seating, which are the stability balls, core wobble chairs. We have some desk cycles. So it allows the kids to move, because really gone are the classrooms where you sit still and be quiet, because that doesn't necessarily mean you're learning.
Oh, absolutely. And the more, and if you get the kids going, and obviously there's a point where you don't want to get them too hyped up, but it does help blood flow and all that, and it helps learning. We don't necessarily correlate that, but it does help learning when they're active and getting these opportunities to take a minute and do something active.
Right. Well, the studies show that, like, if the kids can be engaged in activity, maybe even before their most difficult class, which I know for me would have been math class. So if I would have had an exercise class maybe before math class, I might have had better grades. But the kids are able to concentrate more. And once the teacher understands the benefits of that, it really helps the teacher as well, and they can give them the 3 to 5 minute breaks, and then those students are ready then for the next lesson. So it's a whole lot easier, and I know even as an adult, if I know I'm going to get a break every 15 or 20 minutes, I'm going to concentrate a whole lot better throughout the day.
Well, and I know, and it's at the high school levels, you've got different. I know that here at school, we've started a biking class and done some of the things. So it's important to give kids an opportunity to learn about fitness. I know when you were teaching here, you had a walking class. My daughter to this day still talks about her walking class and trying to keep up with you walking around. She says that's why she walks fast. So it's a very important part of the learning cycle, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. It is. And, you know, by having the walking class, which is something really simple, but it's something that helps, because you have students that are at various levels. And so we developed that walking class for those that just wanted a really moderate type of exercise. But then you also have those spin classes and those mountain bike classes, outdoor adventure classes for those kids who are wanting to have a little bit more of a challenge during the day. And you're always going to have that wide variety, I think, within the schools.
One of the things I've noticed, and you've tweeted out a lot of this stuff, is you're doing a lot of professional development for teachers, mm-hmm. especially with the PE teachers. Talk about the importance of continually to educate them on the best practices out there.
Okay. Well, you know, Scott, I've had a really good opportunity when I left Walker Valley in 2011, I went down to the district office to run a PE program grant, which was from the government. So I had the opportunity during those 3 years of running that grant to travel across the states and make connections with those people who are really, really good at what they do in health and PE. So because of those connections now, with being in coordinated school health and having the ability to schedule those professional developments, I'm trying to keep our PE teachers top-notch. I really do feel like, and they've told me from our State Department, that our PE teachers do a really, really good job here in Bradley County, and I'm really proud of that, but I want to continue to get better. And so if we're going to continue to get better, it's important that we bring those state-of-the-art people in to see kind of where we stand as far as what they do, and then we want to move up to be the best, obviously.
Well, obviously, and I see them working every time we have a professional development. You're tweeting out pictures, and they're in the gym somewhere, and there's a whole bunch of cones and all sorts of craziness going on, and I know that our teachers are working hard. Another part of your program is with the health, with the amount of nurses, and I think we have 15 of the 16 schools have nurses now.
Yes,
talk about the importance of having healthcare, some form of healthcare available to our students at all our schools.
Well, you know, years ago, I think, you know, school nurse was thought of as to, you know, tie shoes and put Band-Aids on, but it's evolved really into a medical center. And last year, we saw over 116,000 kids in the nurses' offices across the district. And because with our technology that we have with telemedicine that's at half our schools, and then with the use of the Ronald McDonald Care Mobile, we are able to provide care for those students, well, for all students, but it's designed really for the students who do not have insurance.
Right.
It's a really good thing for parents who maybe are at a job and they can't get off during the day to go and take their kids to the doctor. So we can actually see those kids on campus, and if they're not running a fever or things like that, we can send them back to class.
And we keep them in at school, right, where they can continue the learning process.
Right, because attendance is a big thing, too. It's a big push in our district, and that helps. Last year, we had a 96% return to class rate. So if we can get those kids treated and get them back into class, then obviously, just as you said, they're going to be able to learn because they can't learn if they're at home.
Well, and it's important for them to be here. It's important. That's a part of the process that can really alleviate some issues and take some stress off parents who are, you know, we have a lot of single parents out there working just trying to do that. It's hard for them to be able to take off work and do this type of things. It's great that we can provide a service like that where we can keep kids, get them healthy, get them back, and get them back to learning the task at hand that day.
Exactly. And we're real proud of that. And we added 3 new schools to the telemedicine program since January. And so anybody in the district can go to any of the schools if they choose to do so. Now, if they choose to go to their family doctor, then of course they're going to go do that. But that's brought to us through Erlanger and the Ronald McDonald Caramobile and Tenova, and they help, and we're good partners with them. United Way, Lynn Voles with the Education Foundation, mm-hmm. really, she's our fiscal agent, and she really helps us. She has a medical background, so that's helpful too, because I don't have a medical background, but I have my nurse manager, Tabitha Payne, and she's a registered nurse, and she kind of takes care of our nurses and that medical end of coordinated school health.
Well, it sounds like a lot of great things are help. It's part of educating kids now. It's letting them know that, hey, yes, there's a mental side to school, but there's or to life, but there's also the physical part and taking better care of yourself. I know as a state, the state of Tennessee struggles in terms of cholesterol and health and overweight and stuff like that. If we can start educating these kids early, getting them more involved, making them become more active citizens, that it's going to only benefit the city, the county, the state as a whole.
Exactly. And we have, you know, those healthy school team leaders usually plan family health nights, and we have those either one time a year or once a semester at our schools, and they set up health fairs, so it's not only just for the students, but the families can come in and get education on different topics that they are interested in as well.
Well, it sounds like you're doing great things. I really appreciate you taking a few minutes out today and promoting what you're doing, because I think you're doing a terrific job, and it's great to see all the different things. You follow her on Twitter. Again, it's
at Saffel Slater.
Yes, and she is completely, every day she's blowing stuff up about some of the great things that are happening in the school system. Also in the newsletter, she had a presentation to the Board of Education, a video, and we're posting a link to that in the newsletter, so you can just click the link. And it'll take in, it's got a little presentation that she put together for the board about some of the stuff that's going on here in the county. Karen, thank you so much for being a part of the show today, and we appreciate you stopping by.
Okay, thank you, Scott.
That's it. That's going to do it for this month's Around the County. Thanks for joining us. Have a good day.